Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer.
I didn't know that.
Welcome back to another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show, everybody. All right, so we're back in January. First episode of the new year. I think the last that we actually were on, we finished up our previous year with some Spider-Man talk, No Way Home. And of course, now we're coming to you in the new year with some new topics, some new content. So happy 2022. I'm joined here tonight. I have, of course, with me Jenna, and I have Zach. Hello. Guys, say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. And how we feeling? I mean, what's 2022 bringing for you guys? What are you looking forward to this year?
It's cold.
Well, it is cold. Yeah, we definitely are definitely starting off cold. And we're starting off with the nor'easter too.
Yeah, we are. So, hopefully. I don't want rain. I want the 12 inches of snow.
Me too. And you know what? Like, the way that I feel they have this projected, to me, I think it's going to be wrong. I know the weather reports right now, especially around our neck of the woods with WNEP, John Hickey, Kurt Aaron, Allie Gallo, and all of them. Listen, I love you guys over there at WNEP, but, you know, I think we may have miscalculated this one. I know that they have us put down for 2 to 5 inches, but I feel like I think we're in the 8 to 12.
I hope. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really bummed if we get just, like, the rain and the sleet.
Oh, well, that's even worse. I mean, I would want the snow rather than have the ice. You know,
Yeah. That's
just I mean, people around here would be like, oh no, I don't want to be shoveling all that. Listen, it melts in a day. Enjoy it. You get out there, you know, nobody's going to school on Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day. That's a good thing. And that's a great day to celebrate. You know, but I mean, the schools are going to be closed anyway. The post offices are going to be closed. A lot of businesses are going to be closed for MLK Day. So, like, why not bring on the big snowstorm? Let's enjoy it, you know?
Yes, I agree.
So, but yeah, looking at that, I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to some new movies, some new series to catch up. Obviously, looking forward to a couple hobbies and activities this year that I want to try to complete. Because I feel like I've sidetracked and definitely put a lot of projects on the back burner. So hopefully this could be the forward year of that. And yeah, I think that's pretty much about it. How about you, Zach? Anything going on?
I'm actually excited for a couple things.
What?
So first one, you already know where I'm going with this. I'm really, really excited to go watch the Jags lose in Philly.
Okay.
I had to say it. Uh-huh. It's just a thing.
I'm biting my lip over here. Go on. What else you got?
New content.
Okay. And you've been starting that now. You've been doing that. That's cool. Nice. And anything else? Yeah, I hate when that happens. Like, it's right there, but you can't get it out, you know? Yeah, it's definitely not that sweet.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm tasting this beer. And there's
I was like, wait, I'm like, did I just like space out and miss like a conversation?
No,
I was like,
no, what? I'm reading something on tap because they're saying that it's a sweet malty beer. It's not that sweet. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
I'm drinking a brown ale and it's more on the malty. I'd say malty and a roasty side than it is a sweet side.
Okay.
So it's actually a Christmas beer. It's a Holly Jolly by the Fatheads. Fathead Brewing.
Okay.
I give it a 2.7 out of 5. Definitely not a 3. But yeah, okay, so Zach, sorry about that. Now that everybody knows what I'm drinking, is anybody else enjoying libations? I mean, Jenna, are you? What's going on over on your snack bowl and
water.
Beverage?
The only thing I friggin' ever drink.
Water.
Waters. It's good Waters. For your soul.
It is. It's good for the body.
It's good for your skin, especially mm-hmm. in the winter, so drink up, people. Drink up.
You have to be hydrated. Mm-hmm. How many gallons of water? The anatomy of your body, right? How much of it is made up of water?
I think it's over 90%, I think.
It is? Okay. So how much water should we be consuming? Can we give a water notice out here before we get into things?
Actually, I lied. So like the human body is like 60% water.
Okay, that makes
it 90. It's like 60. But like if you break it down like per like organ, so like your brain has like 75% water, your blood is like 80%. Your bones have like the least cuz they're like the most dense in your body, but like
right.
your muscles, your liver, your kidneys, it's all in like the high 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, that's why it's important to keep hydrated, yeah. you know?
60-70% water.
Mm-hmm. And what should we be consuming on a daily basis? Like if one went out to buy a gallon of water, what should I be consuming in one day?
So there is a scientific, like, precise calculation if you're very interested in that. But as just, like, a general rule, if you take your body weight and divide it in half, that's mm-hmm. about how many ounces you should be drinking a day.
Is that more of, like, a general projection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad one to go by.
No, because, like, that's, like, the what I call, like, lazy math.
Okay. Like a quick method.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I took nutrition last spring. So I could find my notes if you're really interested in the precise calculation.
We should come back to that anatomical trivia. We should come back to it.
Because it's like, there's something about like, you know, like your age comes into it. Mm-hmm. Like male and female, all that kind of fun stuff. There is a scientific calculation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this week has been... I mean, obviously, we're at the tail end of the week, but we're going to be starting next week up pretty soon here because we are going to be crossing paths with Sunday. We know that Nor'easter is coming into us, so we're going to be expecting some snow. But also, I'm going back to school. We start our semesters actually on Monday. So actually, I start adjunct on Monday, and I go back to Johnson's full-time, obviously, because I'm there full-time. I go back and we start on Tuesday because we have Martin Luther King Day off.
Nice. So do we. We went back last week virtually.
And yeah, I think a lot of places are starting off like that. Like they want to take the one. I even see some of the districts, they're taking 2 weeks virtually.
I wish we took 2 weeks. We're supposed to be back in person on Wednesday.
Yeah. And the we'll cases, see. they're still climbing.
Yes, they are. And like, so like what happened, which like I'll share with you guys, like I've said what school I go to mm-hmm. before, but I'm not going to put them on full blast right now.
No.
But like, so like the last weekend, the residents had an opportunity if they wanted to move back in for the semester. And so they were there like Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then Tuesday, we get an email saying that the fitness center is closed due to COVID cleaning. So, like, I feel like already it's going through the campus.
Mm.
So.
Do you feel like are you foreshadowing that maybe something will come out about it, or no?
They've said that we're going back to in-person instruction next week, so.
Okay.
I don't think it's smart, especially, like, you know, like, I'm in the science department, and, like, the labs aren't even starting until, like, not this week, but, like, mm-hmm. the following because of the MLK holiday on Monday, so.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want, like, the Monday's lab to, like, miss out, but, like, Thursday people still have to have lab. Like, they want to keep everybody on the same schedule. So, labs aren't even starting until the following week.
I mean, I think it's in the back of everybody's head, though. Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of places are going to monitor it. And, like, I don't know. Like, generally speaking, not specifically, generally, I think a lot of school districts, a lot of universities, colleges... they're all on that playing field of seeing what happens, you know, and they'll make the call and they'll make the adjustments as we go. And yeah, I mean, you gotta be expecting, you gotta be cautious that it could occur, you know,
yes.
Be prepared is pretty much what I'm saying.
Yep.
And I think I'm good with that because like I said, I've been used to the remote teaching. I mean, I did that for a while, so it's nothing new and it's nothing out of the ordinary. But yeah, being that if it comes to it, I'm prepared. So a couple other things. Jen, I know we have some funsies to talk about before we get into a topic list here tonight. So why don't we start those little funsies?
All right. So the first one, we're putting Matt on blast. And I'm going to give everybody a little recap here.
Go for it.
So we are recording this on Saturday, January 15th. So we are about a month out from Valentine's Day. And as we all know,
yep.
Matt is married.
The worst holiday of the year, by the way.
It's not.
It is when you're single.
So Matt's married. I don't know. It's just a day. I could care less. But
go ahead.
Matt's wife, one of her favorite, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a treat shop, a bakery, I guess, or is Vegan Treats in Bethlehem. And good they place, just posted the on their Instagram that they're doing a special chocolate box for Valentine's Day, and Matt's wife really wants it. And Matt just flat out told her no. And why did he tell her no? Because it's $105.
$105. Now think about that, people. It's $105. Well, actually, after the shipping comes out to it, you're going to be paying about I don't know if there's tax on it, but it's like $21 for shipping on top of the $104.
I think she said she got it down to like $8.
The last I saw, it was $21.95 for shipping.
She removed the stickers.
Oh, okay. So maybe. Okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But that is so pricey for chocolate.
Well, let me describe to our listeners what the chocolate is.
Go
so
for it.
The box is called Fatally Yours, and it's mummies. So there's two mummies, like looks like they're sharing like a champagne flute or something. And then there's a mummy cat. So when you open the box, it's all skulls and mummy cats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adorable. And like, we all know how much Matt and Lauren like Halloween. No. So like, to me, this is a perfect gift for her.
It's so persuasive. You know, like you have to throw the Halloween remark in there.
I do.
You know?
I do. I do. Like, I'm like, when she told me that, you were like, absolutely not, I was shocked, because I thought you'd be the first in line to purchase this because of the mummies.
I would never pay $104
for chocolate.
That
was coming from the
myself.
Same guy that bought you two Daily Bugles.
Okay, but see? See, Zach's got Lauren's back on this.
No, but see, hang on a second. When you spend, let's say, they're $300 sets, okay? So those sets right there.
You could have bought 6 chocolate boxes.
No. What am I going to do with 6 chocolate boxes?
Eat them and
enjoy
them.
And then you shit them out.
You enjoy them, Matt. So, like, you said before, like, why can't you just be happy with Hershey's? So, does everybody remember the episode that we did? It was last summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was last summer with the Around the World with Zac Efron or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Do you remember the docuseries we talked about?
Yep.
And they had the Om Nom Chocolate Factory from Reykjavik, Iceland.
Right.
I remember how I had to have it, so I imported the chocolates from Iceland, and I tried them. Let me tell you, let me just compare the ingredients to, like, what a real chocolate is versus the crap that they give you here in the United States.
Okay.
So, this is right from an Om Nom chocolate, 45% milk of Madagascar, just your standard chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ingredients. Organic cane sugar, cocoa butter, Icelandic milk powder, which is just dehydrated Icelandic milk.
Mm-hmm.
Organic cocoa beans from Madagascar and sunflower lectinin.
Okay.
Now let me read you what's on the back of a Hershey bar.
Go for it.
Milk chocolate, and in parentheses we have sugar, milk, chocolate, cocoa butter, lactose, milk fat, soy lectinin, PGPR, which I don't know what that is, an emulsifier, vanillin, and artificial flavoring.
Okay.
That's what's on the back of a Hershey's chocolate bar. And when I went to Google what the ingredients on a Hershey's bar, one of the first, like, fill-in Google things was, why does Hershey's chocolate taste like vomit? That's what came up in the autofill.
Like, up as, like, a Google search, like, something. Yeah.
That's what comes up when you type in Hershey's chocolate.
I'll say that I've never once ever thought that a Hershey bar tasted like vomit.
Ooh, I hate Hershey's chocolate so
much. I love Hershey's chocolate.
No.
Oh, man.
But, nope.
But going back to it, I understand where you're coming from. I understand, because now there's, like, a whole...
It's the experience.
There's a chocolate rally literally going on my Facebook
now.
There
is, because just get her the chocolate. Matt, you even read the flavors online. Like, when I went to look at them, I was like,
they sound great, but I mean, oh my God, $104 for a small little chocolate box? I mean, that is...
It's because you're paying for the labor, for the people to hand make these chocolates. That's what the price is.
Just to kind of defend the whole Daily Bugle thing there, Zach... You know, that's something that you have built forever. It doesn't go away. It's a model that you could ooh and ah, you could look at on your shelves. Not only that, though, it's a hobby. It's Spider-Man. It's Marvel.
And she would have pictures and remember these chocolates. I'm telling you. So, like, I imported those chocolates from Iceland. And now every other chocolate that you eat here in the United States, to me, is just garbage. I don't enjoy chocolate here anymore.
I remember her buying me a vegan chocolate skull. I remember this around my birthday one year.
Yeah. And was it good?
It was good. Yeah. I mean, it definitely tasted like chocolate. It definitely tasted a little bit different than some of the other chocolates that I've ever had. But I mean, it's nothing that I'm going to be like, yep, I got to get out there and get that tomorrow. I got to get out there and get that next week. No.
Well, surprise, surprise. But I am, when we found out that you weren't going to order her the chocolate, I got some Icelandic chocolate for her. So,
oh my Lord.
So, you know, if you want to one up me, Matt.
Wow.
Just want to cut in here real quick, super off topic, and shout out the Buffalo Bills for completely handing the Patriots their asses right now.
Score update.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you're watching it at live time. Well, I mean, I don't have it on right now.
Probably a good thing. It's hold on.
What do you got?
Showing a replay right now.
I mean, I knew this was going to happen. I mean, I have them picked on my playoff card.
It is currently 33-3.
Okay. And now, if we really want to give a shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to come back to that chocolate topic, by the way. But give a bigger shout out. I mean, the Bills is great. That's great. That's awesome.
First playoff win in 20 years. They deserve it.
Oh, yeah. You better believe they do. I mean, that is completely epic. And one thing I would probably say here, this is actually kind of funny. You guys would probably appreciate this, right? The Bengals, their last playoff win before this season was in 1991.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
The first text message ever sent was in 1992.
Okay.
Someone just sent a text message about the Bengals winning a playoff game for the first time in the history of mankind. Can you believe that?
Yeah. It's insane.
Think about that. Okay. It's crazy.
I hope the Bills go all the way because the Bills Mafia brings me so much joy.
They do. They have such a... I'm Bills telling you, they got a fan base.
Shout out to my friend Jamie's husband, Mike, because Mike has, you know, been a Buffalo Bills fan his entire life. And
I would love to see the Bills get a Super Bowl.
My friend Rachel's at the game right now.
I'm telling you, there would be so many tables
you
broken
would be able to buy,
in that parking
lot. You
wouldn't
even be able to buy tables anywhere.
You would need at least three truckload of dumpsters to come in and clean up that mess. It probably would be, because they'd probably be breaking their own tables at the house. You know? We're not eating dinner on this table this week. Sorry, guys. Woo! Break that shit. But I get where Lauren's coming with the chocolates. I still can't get myself to spend $104 on a small box
of
chocolates.
I'm just saying, if you don't get her the chocolates, then every time you talk about a Lego set, I'm gonna be like, oh, but remember those chocolates you didn't get, Lauren?
But you see, even
for the rest of your life,
somebody on Facebook even went after me and jabbed me about
your
beer.
Friends
beer.
are all on our side.
You know what? They're doing that because they're stirring the pot.
Yeah,
and you know why? Because stirring the pot is fun.
Conte, I'm giving a shout. That's right. See, it is. It is fun. Because
shout out to Zach, because I didn't even think about dragging the Legos into this. That was all Zach's evil genius mind.
Well, he's good like that, you know?
Somebody's
that's like somebody
the
bringing up the beer thing
the
about
group.
Craft beers. You could enjoy the craft beers over time. You don't drink them in one day, one week. I mean, I'm still drinking craft beers that I bought back in October, so here it is January. I'm still enjoying those beers that I bought in a good span of time, because you don't drink four of them in one standing one night. You have one of those craft beers maybe one night out of a week, or, you know, two nights out of a week. So there's a lot of beer to go around. There's a lot of beer to enjoy. It's a libation, you know? And it's not only that, though. It's a connoisseur point, too, like how there's wine connoisseurs. There's food connoisseurs. Beer now is up in that area where there are so many crafted beers. They're flavorful. The smells, the aromas.
It'll be the same thing for the chocolates.
Okay, so are you saying that my wife now is becoming the chocolate connoisseur?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Matt, like once you taste the chocolate that I'm bringing to your house, once it comes in and you taste it, you are going to understand why it's about the experience as well, not just it's chocolate.
I highly doubt she's going to eat the whole box in one night.
Exactly.
Don't put that past her. Don't put that past her.
It's probably going to be so rich she won't be able to. I looked at the flavors.
I've seen a box of Krispy Kreme donuts get dominated in this house.
That's donuts.
All right. So everybody is getting after me about buying these chocolates.
CJ, Nicole, me, Zach.
Well, you know what? Let's see what the listeners think. You know, if more people during the week maybe message me on Facebook and write on my wall.
It's a pre-order, so you're going to have to get, like, hopping on that, because otherwise it's going to sell out.
Well, maybe I should buy it right now.
Maybe you should. And then we would, you know, we would stop harassing you until the end of time. just about this one issue.
How about this? I'll think about it. During the show here, I'll think about it, and I'll let you know what my decision is at the end of the episode, okay?
All right, because you know it's the right thing to do. You just don't want to cave.
You know, it probably is the right thing to do, but it's one of the stupidest things to do.
We're trading the chocolates for the flowers. Then you don't have to go out and get the flowers.
You could buy flowers and take her out for dinner, and that right there is $100. That's better. That's worth it. That's an experience. Valentine's Day, to be with your lover, to be out at dinner, to have a
But then you could eat the chocolates with her.
Oh, you think I'm going to... No.
You wouldn't try them?
I don't think she would give me a chocolate.
Yes, she would.
I doubt that.
She 100% would.
You have to enjoy each of those chocolates, so they're individually flavored.
There's two of each kind.
Two of each kind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know. I
He's smiling right now. You can hear it in his face.
I am. I have this big fucking smile chocolate from ear to ear right now, because it's like, you guys are so cute with these remarks, and you just keep on pouring gasoline on this chocolate fire, you know? Or should I say you keep throwing more cocoa butter on the chocolate fire? I don't know.
There you go.
But holy fuck, people.
But you'll enjoy them. I know you will.
I will think about it.
Okay.
All right? I'm not saying I'm going to, and I'm not saying I'm not going to, but I will think about it.
All right.
Case closed on the box closed on the chocolates.
As long as we got you from an absolutely not, because now all we have to do is just twist your arm.
You're twisting my arm because you keep throwing the Lego concept in there, and then you keep throwing the beer concept in there.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And that was what, CJ?
Touche. With the beer? Yeah, I think CJ was the one that threw the beer at me. CJ and Liege.
Yippers.
Yep. Conte's the only one that's got my back on this.
I didn't even see Conte post. What did he say?
Yeah, he was the first guy to post. He said, don't do it.
Where?
He was the first one to post on our Facebook. I think when Lauren sent it to me, she tagged me in the vegan treat.
I didn't even see Conte. Oh, like on that initial post.
On the initial post, yeah.
I'm talking about the post where she posted, I want someone to buy someone, me.
Yes, I want someone rich to buy me a box of chocolate.
That's the post I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate Gate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Will he or won't he? Stay tuned, listeners, for the epic conclusion of the chocolate saga.
Yeah, boy, this would have been ideal if we had a Willy Wonka special going on or something like that.
Yeah, but you know, the Icelandic chocolate would kick Willy Wonka's ass any day. So
I doubt that. I mean,
well, gonna try it when it comes, Matt. You're gonna try it, and you're gonna like it.
Wonka chocolate, according to that film, was the epic shit to a child. Yeah,
tasted Icelandic chocolate.
You know, like a scrumdiddlyumptious or something like that, or a Wonka bar. My God, the kids were enjoying them in the movie. Or, I like the Everlasting Gobstoppers.
I do like those.
Yep. I think the next topic before we go in, I mean, I'm just gonna call this all quick.
Okay.
Because I mean, we're not talking conspiracy here or anything like that, but like. All this week, it irked me because there were so many people posting about the moon. Like, everybody's questioning now.
Oh, I remember you said that.
No, like, I'm just getting to the point where it's like, all of a sudden, like, I get it. A lot of topics do resurface over time, and maybe it's just a trend that maybe somebody starts. But I just kind of feel like it's out of nowhere. You know, like, all of a sudden now people are posting, oh, did we really walk on the moon? Is it really a Hollywood production that took place back in 1969 that we didn't really walk on the moon? Like, there's so many people posting different things out there. And I think we came down to the concept, Jen, didn't we talk about it? We said maybe it had something to do with the Netflix movie that came out.
Yeah, because Don't Look Up. That, yeah, Don't Look Up just came out, and then also...
But that was about an asteroid. American...
I know, but, like, it's still, like, space. But, like, also, if anybody watched American Horror Story this season, the alien half, it showed, like, a fake moon landing.
Okay.
That was in the season, if anybody watched that this year, too.
So, the show... See, I didn't get to finish AHS.
Yeah, so you probably just saw the beginning with the...
I think the last one I saw was...
mermaid things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, this season had two parts. So, that was part one, and then part two was all about, like, aliens and, like, conspiracy alien stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
I get it. I mean, I just, like I said, it's just kind of funny, like, all of a sudden this topic comes out of nowhere, and it's like, it's being, like, being circulated around social media and all this other shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole thing because, like, I mean, conspiracies is another episode. Maybe we could do a conspiracy episode. We could break down what are some top conspiracies that people talk about? You know, we'll definitely steer away from the political stuff. But, like, I mean, some of the ones that are really notable, like conspiracy, Bigfoot, you know, conspiracy, Area 51, Roswell, New Mexico. Like, those are all conspiracies, you know, or the like I said, actually, you know who would be really good to bring on that episode? Bring Sean in on conspiracies because... My God, he preached to us so much information about JFK. And he even went into the dib-dabs of conspiracy. He had the conspiracy talks with us about that.
Yeah, he did with JFK.
You know? Mm-hmm. Which was beautiful. I don't think I've ever... I'm telling you, I'm so knowledgeable on topics. But we're going to have Sean back with us this season.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
everybody can get some time to get together.
We're in season three. This is the first episode of season three.
It is, yes.
It's crazy. We've come a long way, people. And we're almost at that 100 mark of episodes. This is episode 73.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. And we'll have to do something special for 100.
Well, tonight I'm going to dab this episode as give me chocolate or give me something.
Give me
I don't
chocolate
know.
Or give me shame.
Yeah. You
give
know
me
what?
Chocolate we'll give, or get no logo.
That'll be the episode.
I like Zach's, yeah.
I don't know. I like that one though, Jen. Give me Lego, or yeah, give me Lego. Yeah, give me Lego. Give me chocolate, or give me shame, or get more shame.
Because
I am getting shamed, right?
Yeah, you are. We're shaming you.
Okay, so why don't we say give me chocolate or get more shamed?
Okay.
So that's our episode tonight. See how we go with that? Sometimes we have an episode name planned, but sometimes we like to collaborate and try to create it on our own. And I will say, because we just talked about chocolate for so long and getting shamed here by me, by these two.
Well, it's my favorite thing to drag you through the mud. So,
oh, I know.
You know.
I think, and I know. I believe me.
It's my favorite thing.
And if there's ever opportunity to, I mean, I would love to, but I think you definitely have a winning record over me, 100%. So touche on your shamings. All right, so let's...
Well, before we move on, I think we should take a quick break.
I think we should, because I need to refill my seltzer.
Yeah,
And I also...
Go take a drink.
Well, no, because I don't have a beer, so now I'm looking at my seltzer can. I'm like, okay, I gotta get a new one.
Oh, shit, it's empty. Yeah, all right.
Yep, so let's go. We will definitely take a break here. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back from break here. I hope everybody's, you know, got a blanket and are settling in this cold, frigid weather.
It's funny that you just mentioned that. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I just took the dog out on break, and I'm still in my coat. Like, I'm fucking frozen right now. It's actually it's 5 degrees here. I'm still in my coat.
My phone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's 5. It did go down to 5.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. What's the real feel? Let me see.
The real feel definitely feels like negative two.
Let's see. Actually, it's degrees out, Matt.
It's 4 degrees. It's 4 degrees at my house, but it feels like -3.
Oh, you know what, Jen? You're right. My weather didn't update at the bottom.
It just updated, yeah.
Yep, mine just did now too. Yep, there it is. It's 1 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow, with a storm watch ahead.
Yes, winter cast.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just pulling up my blanket when we came back here and was like, I'm ready, okay.
Get ready, people. Our asses are about to get pummeled by snow.
My fucking birthday. Goddamn Pennsylvania weather.
Well, right. That's something memorable. Now you'll be able to look back and say, man, I remember when I was 22 years old and we got that big nor'easter that came in.
You ever catch me saying that? I want you to shoot me on sight.
All right, deal. Deal. So, all right. All right,
topics. We have a lot on the whiteboard here, so we've got to
begin. So we got, I know we got through Chocolate Gate, as I'm dubbing it. Did I mention that South Park is coming back?
No, but you just did now.
Okay. All right. Well, just because I feel like I've been talking about this like all day today. So South Park has announced that they're coming back for season 25 to begin on Comedy Central, their normal weekly episode upload run, February 2nd.
Okay, what's the... Now, I heard that they are going to continue the pandemic specials on Paramount Plus. Is that true?
Yeah. So, well, so, like, do you remember when they had that, the big deal, like, the contract...
Yeah.
They have to make so many movies for Paramount Plus.
I gotcha. Makes sense, like, why they would put them on the streaming platform.
Yes. Well, because, like, Paramount, like, I guess, is the umbrella over Comedy Central, which I guess I didn't realize how big Paramount was anymore. I don't know about you guys.
Is that kind of, like, why Disney, like, okay, so Disney owns ABC, Disney owns ESPN, like, it's all packaged into those media groups?
Yeah, so it's under the Paramount it's under the Paramount umbrella, and like I think it was, if I remember the contract correctly, I believe that there's going to be like 12 or 14 television movies that will be streaming on Paramount.
Well, hey, looks like we still have a little more to go.
The first two, you know, this past year.
Right.
Post-COVID and then the return of COVID.
Which, again, I know we talked about those episodes that were out. They were, like I said, you know, I was also talking to my cousin about this. I think it will get better. Like, I could kind of see where there could be kind of like two groups of people that are like really diehard South Park. They're pretty much split in the middle where it's like, okay, the specials really didn't do me that much, but maybe it'll get better, you know? And I think that's where I'm at right now. I just need it to get a little bit more better, because I'm kind of getting that Rugrats vibe all grown up.
See, I know, like, I said that too. I've been riding the nostalgia train. And so, one of the topics that I'm going to talk about tonight, in a couple topics here, is Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah.
And, like, let me tell you, without giving everything away, but, like, I was, like, crying like the whole end of the movie. It was freaking beautiful.
I have to watch it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It was so amazing and well done, and like, it is a true sequel to like the second Ghostbusters.
Okay, and that's what I'm happy to hear about, is that like, I knew it was going to, because obviously we get the concept of the kids being related to Egon.
Yes.
Correct. Uh-huh. So like, I knew that
Spangler.
Part. Spangler, right.
He's my favorite.
He was always my favorite. Him and then it would be Venkman would be my number two.
Yes.
Ray is my number three. And Ray. Then Wilson. Trying to think. Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, once we get there, we'll get into it. But I don't wanna jump through some topics that we've got. But I don't know when the next Paramount South Park movie is coming out.
It wasn't announced yet.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was not announced yet.
Nope, because we had the two.
The previous pandemic specials are still on there, though. They are still streamable.
Yes, they are. And if you want to catch up on like your regular South Park, I think South Park is now on HBO Max, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to catch up on some South Park before season 25 begins.
Do it up.
Also, as we railroad into HBO Max, there's some... there's two series on here that I want to talk about real quick. I didn't get a chance to watch Peacemaker yet, but for those of you that have seen the new Suicide Squad film, we had John Cena's Peacemaker. And apparently, James Gunn has done this Peacemaker series, and it's supposed to be batshit crazy.
Is it before Suicide Squad or after Suicide Squad?
I think after.
Because I thought he
was. I'm not sure.
I thought he got killed in Suicide Squad 2.
I don't really remember. I only watched
it twice. No, I'm sorry. He did. He did survive because there was the hospital scene. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
He did survive. But I was trying to figure out, was it like more of an origin show or was it an after effect of the Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah. It's saying right here that Peacemaker's alive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would assume it's after Suicide Squad because mm-hmm. I've heard people say... Now, like, I've been obviously trying to avoid spoilers, but apparently it opens with a deleted scene from Suicide Squad. So that makes me think that it's after, but I don't really know what the truth is behind that.
Okay, two questions, okay?
Yeah.
One, is the Weasel going to be in this show? Number two.
I don't think so, but I love the Weasel so much.
Me too. And is King Shark going to be in it?
I don't think so.
All right, those are my two big questions. I need to know, because honestly, those were the highlights of that movie. I couldn't stop laughing at both of those characters. All right,
so I had to tell you a funny story. So everybody knows that Zach and I love TikTok, and there's there's one girl on TikTok, she does cursed cosplays where she finds, like, random shit around her house and, like, tries to do, like, a mock cosplay of, like, the characters that you pick, and she did the Weasel once. And it was hilarious.
My God.
Yep.
Oh, it was, my God.
You're going to have to find it and look it up because it. I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it.
Guys, I just... I'm laughing at that too, Jen, but I just got sent this from Kyle. He said, you'll never believe what they picked up on the camera in the game. The Patriots game.
Wait,
and
wait,
the,
was it the was it what was the thrown Bills into the field on. During the Patriots touchdown?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Leave it to Bills Mafia.
Oh, Bills Mafia. It's Bills Mafia.
Oh, okay.
Threw it right at the Patriots player while celebrating a touchdown, and the Bills just scored another touchdown. Yep.
Okay.
That is hilarious. Okay. So, moving on. Moving on.
All right. So, then the other HBO Max series that I want to talk about is The Righteous Gemstones.
That looks good, actually.
So, we've talked about it before, but I love Danny McBride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who hasn't seen, like, what is it? East Down and Out? What was it called?
East Down and Out, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called. But, like, who hasn't seen Danny McBride and literally, like, no, it was Eastbound and Down, not Out. Okay. But he also, like, right before... So right after that, in like 2016, 2017, he did a show on HBO. It was called Vice Principals. If anybody has time, you should watch that one too because it's fucking hilarious.
I wanted to. I've seen that show highlighted before. And
yes.
Yeah. And it like it only ran for like 1 year, didn't it?
Two. Two years. I think it was two or three seasons.
Okay.
And but I did, it was hilarious.
I liked him in the Pineapple Express. He was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, funny character to add
I
there.
I will watch every single thing that he's in because it's always golden and hilarious. And so when I saw The Righteous Gemstones, now season one came out in 2019 and then they were shooting season two during the pandemic because Danny McBride currently lives in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So that's where The Righteous Gemstones is set. So like, you know, you have like your big, like, you know, those TV churches
right
in the South.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the family is.
Yeah.
It's like the family behind one of those giant TV churches, auditorium, big things.
Wow.
And it's batshit. It's crazy, and I love it.
Now, you're a Danny McBride fan, obviously, right?
I am, yes. Okay, I watch anything he's in.
Guys, I'll give you another little pop culture reference here. Halloween Kills. It debuted last year. Did you know that Danny McBride was a writer for Halloween Kills?
No, but that doesn't surprise me because he writes all of these.
Yeah, it was written by David. It was written by David Gordon Green, Danny McBride, and Scott Teams.
Oh, okay.
And obviously directed by yours truly, John Carpenter.
Let me see. Oh my gosh, yeah. So he actually wrote the 2018 Halloween as well.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that too. But like most recent, like if anybody's catching up on the Halloween films, this last one, he was a writer to it.
I still didn't watch it, but now I guess I'm going to have to.
You have to. It's great. It's great. But fuck everybody else on the end. Like, again, when it comes to a horror film, you can't please everybody. Everybody has to pick apart something, and they can never agree to a good movie. It was a good movie. Great movie. I don't want to, again, all those negative Nancys out there, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was a great movie.
Yeah, so this show is a bundle of fun.
It sounds like it. I really enjoy it. Yeah, I think I want to watch it.
It's a powerhouse cast too.
Where's like, that? I'm sorry, the Vice Principals. Which one is that on?
They're both HBO Max.
They're both HBO Max. Okay.
Yeah. So Eastbound and Down, and then it was Vice Principals, and now it's The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, nice.
But like,
I'm definitely making an effort to watch those.
Well, so who is it? It's all right. So in The Righteous Gemstones, you have John Goodman. He's mm-hmm. the dad. Then you have Danny. Adam Devine, whatever his name is, and Edie Patterson.
I think it's Adam Devine.
Yeah. And then you have, who's also in, is he also in Vice Principals? Maybe mm-hmm. not. Who is in Vice Principals? Because he's Vice Principal Gamby. Oh yeah, no, it's the same guy. It's Walton Goggins.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Danny McBride's like right hand man in like both of the shows.
Right.
So it's to me like season 2 of The Righteous Gemstones just premiered last Sunday, and like I think it's absolutely hilarious. I look forward to watching it every week.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, you should.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely have to catch that.
Yeah, I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yep.
So, yes.
Okay, so where do we go next?
So it has been told this week that the CW network is currently up for sale.
Okay.
So
I did hear, and it makes me question what's going to happen to Arrowverse if this does happen.
So here's what I think will happen.
And not only that, not just Arrowverse alone, but what does it also do for other DC projects in the future too, you know?
So currently, Matt, where are some other DC projects? What streaming service are they listed on?
Well, we know HBO.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I had to guess,
you think it's going to be Snyder's? Like,
well, no, if CW gets sold and then they don't want to continue with these heavy hitters like The Flash or Legends of Tomorrow or Superman and Lois, which is fantastic. If anybody likes a Superman story, go and watch this one because season 1 was amazing and season 2 just started this past Tuesday.
I heard it was good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can catch some of these CW, like usually they go to Netflix, but now I've recently been seeing that some of them go to HBO Max for reruns. So if I had to guess, I feel like HBO would just take over the DC universe and collectively take these CW shows to put them on HBO Max.
Honestly, I think that would probably be the best move. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zach, I think you could probably vouch into that too, but to see probably just more success out of DC projects. I think HBO's got... they've already given us the proof that, like, they could take Snyder.
They can do it, yeah.
And look what he did to that film. I mean, what we saw beforehand, and with Snyderverse, Snyder's Cut, I mean, that was truly just... that was the masterpiece everybody deserved to have.
Yes. You know? Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's the best hands to put it in. So, I mean, the only other one that I could probably think that might come into play is probably Nexstar. Because if I'm not mistaken, CW's owned by, it's definitely owned by Warner Media. But I think there's a partnership, though. I think there's actually two stakes. I think Viacom still has actually ownership in some of the stocks. At least that's from what I remember. I remember the CW network was associated to the Viacom package. So that's something I'd have to look up a little bit more. I think it's a joint, it would be a joint stockhold between Warner and Viacom.
Yeah, that I have no idea. I know Warner for sure, but the other two, I'm not.
Yeah, Warner, I could guarantee. Yep, 100%. But yeah, that's definitely something to look up.
Yeah, so I think it would, you know, probably go to HBO Max, which, I don't know. Mm. They've been steamrolling the game lately because they have one of my favorite shows, Teen Titans. Or it's just called Titans. Titans.
I know, but I know. People do that all the time. They put Teen Titans because of the TV show, the animated show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good, actually.
I love Titans. I'm obsessed with that show. Yeah. They have Doom Patrol, too. I don't know if you saw Doom Patrol, but that's excellent as well. Brendan Fraser's in it.
Probably the last thing I watched on HBO Max, my God. Well, I'm just trying to think what the hell it would have been. Probably, I can't even think what was the last thing I watched. Probably Godzilla? No, it had to be more than that.
Godzilla? After
that. No, it had to be something else. Because I feel like we would have watched something on HBO Max and talked about it on the podcast.
We probably watched, like, everything that comes out. Yeah.
It's like the big movies. Like I said, the only one I didn't watch was Ghostbusters yet.
Mm-hmm. That one's on Amazon. You have to buy it.
Oh, it is on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You have to purchase it.
I don't know why I thought it was on HBO, but...
No, I don't know what streaming service it's going to go to be honest. I don't even know who the... Whoops, as I dropped my phone everywhere. Sorry. I don't know who the production company was.
Yeah.
I've only watched it like 30 times, but I don't know who did it. Was it Sony?
Possibly.
Columbia Pictures. Okay. I don't know who Columbia is in cahoots with.
Columbia Plus. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but everybody needs to see Ghostbusters Afterlife. I was freaking sobbing.
We'll definitely have to talk about that. Like, we'll talk
after you like, see it. Yeah, I don't after all to see it.
Yeah, because I definitely want to see what happens, especially knowing that it's very, very connected with Ghostbusters 1 and 2, which I knew that was going to happen. I just like the confirmation about it.
The actor who played Spengler is dead, so everybody was like, "Oh, I wonder how they're going to handle that." Well, it was
they handled it well. Yes. I did read a lot of articles saying they did handle that very well. Yeah.
Yep, so I've been on the nostalgia train. So, like, I saw Spider-Man first, and then Ghostbusters came out, like, I think at the end of that week. And then, like, when I saw it, I was just, like, it was just all the warm, fuzzy feels. And, like, you know, like, my tears are, like, welling up in my eyeballs. And I'm like, this is just beautiful.
Well, sure, Ghostbusters
so well
is huge in pop culture. I mean, Christ, we grew up on those movies.
Do you remember when we first talked about it?
Yeah.
Like when the first trailer dropped and we were like, what the hell is going on here? Why are they in the middle of absolutely nowhere? And do you remember we had so many criticisms about the trailer?
Well, I thought too, yeah, because there was, again, a lot of questions on the table, you know, and I remember the teaser was that it looked like the vehicle was locked up in a shanty, you know?
Yeah.
It was covered for years. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So, but, like, do you remember we had so many criticisms and we're like, well, what the hell is going on and why is this like this? I will be happy to report that all of the questions that we had are 100% answered. And, like, I really, really, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I would be ecstatic if there was another movie after this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they I don't want to say they leave it open to the possibility, but they leave it open to the possibility.
Okay.
And I would be thrilled.
So yeah, it looks like it is. If anybody, I think after Ghostbusters Afterlife may go to Amazon Prime.
It is on there.
Yeah, but you have to purchase it though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, individually, like you purchase the movie.
Right.
Because
I don't know when you'll see it.
It's usually like about 40. It's like 48 days after announcement. So like, because Eternals just got it. Just got posted to Disney Plus, which I don't want to talk about until we all
Disney,
watch
though.
That. Yeah, I understand that.
But like this is like
to answer your question before,
like the DVD is out. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, if you were to go into like Target to purchase the DVD, you could. Right. So I don't know when it's coming to like a streaming service for free.
Well, keep an eye on it. But you were right about Sony. It is Sony property. And Sony is staying out of the streaming war for now. It is unlikely that the film will end up on a streaming service at any time soon.
Yeah.
That's the statement here written. This was January 5th, 2022.
For Afterlife?
for Ghostbusters Afterlife. Unfortunately. Oh, okay. So there's an answer here about unfortunately no. With the film being a Sony property and Sony staying out of the streaming war, it is unlikely that this film will end up on a streaming service anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like I said, you know, you could find it on Amazon, but you probably have to purchase it.
You do, yeah. It was $20.
Yeah. Makes sense. It does. It makes sense. I mean, I could see that, you know?
So then speaking of Amazon, they just released Hotel Transylvania 4 yesterday, yeah. I think it was.
I heard about that. My niece saw that. She loved it.
She loved it? I didn't like it that much.
Well,
I thought 1, 2, and 3 were way better.
The first three were cool. I liked them. I didn't get to see it. I'll probably watch it. And that's on HBO Max, right?
No, that's Amazon, but that one's free if you have Prime.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to purchase that one.
Yeah.
Prime. Zach, do you have Prime? Okay.
That one's on there. I thought it was just okay to me. Like, I definitely liked 1, 2, and 3 more than 4.
Real quick, how about an NFL update on that game?
47-10.
Where are we at?
3:20 left.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
3:20 left in the fourth?
And it's okay, currently game is definitely 2 going degrees to the Bills. At my house and feels like -5. Yeah.
Nice.
Holy shit. Well, you got that. You got that little bit
little
of boost
bit.
There
okay.
to warm you up. So.
Whatever you say, buddy.
That's the good thing about the booze. It warms you up, you know?
It actually doesn't, FYI.
I know. Okay. Yeah, scientifically, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does not.
It may make you feel that way, but logically it's not. All right,
I think it's actually bad.
That it could be. I mean, I try to stay away from a lot of liquor. I do. Like I do like to have it like with a beer once in a while, just to have like a little bit of a shot glass to have a nipper. But like I haven't been doing a lot of that lately.
Well, I think it like I don't know.
I'm
like,
doing a sinker like a good drinker tomorrow.
Well, no, but like
you don't know what a drinker? Sinker and drinker is.
Oh, I thought that was the name. No, I thought you said it was called the sinker drinker. Right. So okay. So you have like I'm assuming it would be your shot, your beer,
yeah,
right?
Continue. I'll send you a video.
I'm assuming it's like a boiler.
It's like a car bomb.
Yeah, like a car bomb. Like you take the shot glass, you sink it in the pint, and then you chug it down.
Depending on what flavors, like what are you doing? Because I saw like Jameson Orange this week going around, and that's supposed to be like amazing.
That a lot of people are saying it's amazing.
Yeah,
they've actually been. What have they been doing that with Blue Moon? They've been taking the Jameson Orange and dropping it in those tall glasses, like not the pint
That's
glasses,
exactly
the
what
tall
I'm
Blue
tomorrow.
Moon glasses. Mm-hmm. And, get the fuck out!
Amazing.
Really?
You got it? How'd you get your hands on that? Where'd you find it? Okay.
Well, I know a couple stores only had it around here.
If you could drop one off at my house, please. Thank you.
But yeah, I've heard that one. Traditionally, like you said, a car bomb, Jen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like the sinker drinker that I know of, you know, right off the top of my head. But yeah, I did see that. People say it's pretty popular right now, Jameson Orange.
Yep.
Yes, it's all over TikTok.
Oh, I was just going to say, and that's exactly why he bought Jameson Orange. Because he is a TikTok fanatic.
Nah, I'm a TikTok.
And you know what? They keep probing me here about getting onto TikTok.
Yeah, I look at the clock, and like sometimes you're just like, "Where did the time go?"
Yep, time to TikTok.
Yeah, I got some. I got some TikToks. What I'm doing tomorrow? So.
Is that what they call it? Like I'm TikToking right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm TikToking. I'm talking.
I got a few TikToks of what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. So.
Speaking of talking. Do we go?
Yeah.
Do we go to the next topic or no?
Yeah. So let's move into our other streaming service that we've got on here for the week. Disney Plus. Big week for Disney Plus this past week.
Another animated film.
So yeah. So you idiots haven't seen it yet, but Encanto is amazing.
I'm still trying to get over Soul.
Oh my god, that was so long ago. So you didn't see Raya and the Last Dragon?
I didn't see that one, and I didn't.
Oh god, that was amazing too.
No, and I lied. I saw Luca. Luca was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, like, Disney is, like, stepping up their game on, like, being, like, relatable for films. And, like, Encanto, I feel like every person relates to at least, like, one of the characters.
Okay.
So, you had Encanto drop, you had the Eternals drop, and then, Matt, you've got a nice little Disney series coming.
I do, because being that we're in the Disney Plus talks right now... Yeah, strap yourself in for this one because, again, we want to talk about a nostalgic topic that hits home for a lot of us in our ages. Look at the Santa Claus. Tim Allen agreed to come back to a Santa Claus project, but what's going to happen is they're not claiming it's going to be a movie. They are going to have a Santa Claus series.
See, I like the series better than the movie sometimes because you just get so much more screen time with your favorite characters.
I mean, and I like that concept too. And here's another thing that I'm going to tell both of you. I think this would kind of give us a little bit more positivity to look at it as a good project going into hands because, let's face it, okay, the Santa Claus was the best movie, the first one with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
The second one, okay, not bad. I can watch it. I can enjoy it. The third one, I hate it. I can't stand that one.
Which is,
and I
which
love
is
Martin
the one with
Short.
Jack Frost.
That's the one with Jack Frost. I hated that one. Because it was like monopolizing Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah.
And that's sad to say because I love Martin Short. He's a good comedian, and he played Jack Frost. But yeah, I just didn't like that movie. So I think after the third one got so much flack and it got so much shit, I think the whole idea of going after the Santa Claus series, putting it as a series, that's the project. And not only that though, Disney Plus is successfully working like so well with putting a series together. Like I've heard numerous people talking about projects and it's not just Star Wars projects. It's talking about like other stuff. There was Turner and Hooch. That was a successful show. And I didn't even know the kid from, Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
He Josh was
Peck.
In that. Something
he
Peck.
Was the
Josh.
Main character.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think anything that goes to Disney Plus, it's getting really good positivity. So yeah, I'd like to see that project. I'm looking forward to it. I love Tim Allen. He's our Santa Claus. There's nobody else. Like when I think of somebody playing Santa Claus on the big screen, Tim Allen is like the OG. He's awesome. He's my Santa Claus. All right, so that's my little spiel there. Anything else? We talked about Righteous Gemstones. We talked about Hotel Transylvania and Kanto.
Yep.
I gotta check that out. I really do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, actually, let me do Maya and the Last Dragon. Is that what it was called?
Raya.
Raya and the Last. Okay, let me do that one first, and then I'll do Encanto.
The voice of Raya is Kelly Marie Tran.
Oh, get out.
Yep. Yippers.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. And I'm looking here, too, because John Leguizamo... Oh, wow.
Yes.
John Leguizamo's on it.
Yes, he is.
Get the hell out. He plays Bruno?
Yeah, he's my favorite character. Yes.
All right,
you should watch Encanto before you watch Raya.
I gotta watch it, because if anybody knows, I'm a John Leguizamo fan.
Yes.
Yep.
So, it's so good. And, like, you'll definitely be able to relate to at least one of the characters.
That's awesome.
So, it's so good. Like, this one deals a lot about, like, being left out of things and just, I don't know. It hits you right in the feel. So, like, I know a lot of people said that, like, this made them, like, cry. Mm-hmm. But I did not cry.
Wow, that's surprising.
So, like, I don't know if that makes me, like, heartless. But then, like, you know, like, Ghostbuster Afterlife, I'm at the end and I'm just like... Oh my god, this is so good. You know what I mean?
I feel like we're finding ourselves. This goes for all three of us. I find like we're all finding ourselves tearing up on certain projects. Like
we could do an Encanto watch party because we all have Disney Plus.
I almost teared up on the freaking The Book of Boba. Like, I'm not even joking to you. Like,
that second episode was right in the feels, man.
Well, I'm telling you, Matt, it
you
kicked
know who
me
that
right in the
is,
heart.
Right? Okay, so what is it? Who is it?
But we're talking... We're talking about the Tusken.
Spoilers, everyone. No, sorry for the late notice, but apparently we're going to mention the Book of Boba.
Oh,
so
shit.
If you haven't seen it.
Were we not supposed to do that?
No, you wanted to wait until we had the four episodes, but that's
Who's the Rancor?
That's okay.
Matt?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Rancor is the last one from the last film.
What do you mean the last film?
The Rancor was the last Rancor, wasn't it?
No.
The Rancor from Return of the Jedi?
Matt,
it had the
Rancor
eye patch
is the
on.
Rancor from the Bad Batch, that the Bad Batch rescued.
Oh, Jesus,
no.
I was looking at the eye patch. I thought
no.
because
well, they were just blinders. They took off because it imprints on the first human it sees.
Yeah.
That Rancor...
Oh,
that,
God.
That Rancor is the
you,
Rancor
Matt.
From the Bad Batch.
Right, because, well, it would make sense because the underground gang, the bikers, are in, well, spoiler alert, No, I literally read into it a little bit more. I was like, my God, I think that's the old Rancor. It somehow survived.
I think the name is Moochie in the Bad Batch. I'm pretty sure that that's Moochie.
Well, that would make better sense then. So, because, okay, yeah. I did not get that.
So why
are
you saying you knew
reference? I literally.
Yeah, I'm calling your bitch ass out.
I thought I knew it because I thought it was Return of the Jedi. I looked at the eye patch. I'm like, hey, it's the wounded Rancor from Return of the Jedi. And Danny Trejo comes walking in on a big fucking slate saying, yeah, here's your Rancor, man.
That's,
you know?
That's Moochie from the Bad Batch.
He's like, I'll teach you how to train it, you know? Rancors, they deserve love. They show emotion, you know?
That's Moochie
from
the
That's my
Bad
Danny
Bad.
Trejo
Yeah, it's
impression.
Pretty good.
You know?
Okay.
Well, fuck
me. Thanks, I'm good.
Sorry about that. okay, so Book of Boba. Go back to the part about hitting in the fields.
Oh, yeah.
The Tusken Raiders.
Yeah. Well, they're not the Tusken Raiders, Matt. They're just the Tuskens.
The Tuskens, yeah.
They're not bad people, and we learned that in this episode.
Well, no, but and you know what? We've always gotten such a bad vibe of the Tuskens because, let's go back to the films with Anakin Skywalker's mother.
Uh-huh. Well, so, all right, the part where, I don't remember if this was the second episode or the third, when he comes back and they're all, like, slain, I was like, Anakin, you motherfucker.
But then I
realized it doesn't fit in the timeline, but that was my first,
Came back and he did it to the younglings again.
Buffalo has officially defeated the New England Patriots, 47-17.
Wow, final score?
What a statement
Holy
by Buffalo.
Shit. They are going to the playoffs. Well, they're in the playoffs. They're going further.
God damn
that
it.
That is fucking... And you know what? All this week, I got shit on for that pick in my card. Because everybody thought that Mac and the Patriots, this was going to be the revival...
I'm proud of Mac. He did really well this season.
For a rookie under Belichick, he did good. But to think that he was going to come in and beat...
Yeah.
A divisional rivals as good as Buffalo in the playoffs, y'all motherfuckers have to be high.
No, if you're going to be realistic.
Well, yeah,
right?
That's a game, man. And, I mean, the kid's young, so, I mean, you got to remember that. Like, it takes a toll. Like, young QBs in a playoff game, that's
Unless
a big
Patrick
stage
Mahomes,
to enter.
Then it just
and I'm not
anything.
Saying that, well, that's a whole different breed, right? But no, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for some QBs, that might be an effect where you're going into such a big game, it's overwhelming. Maybe that has something to do with it, the stress, the anxiety or anything like that. But I will say this. Okay, he does, credits deserved where he deserves it. He did have a good season. There's a lot of promising things there to look forward to
They need help. They need help on defense and wide receiver because they just don't have any wide receivers.
I'm sorry, but the fan base got so cocky with shouting from the rooftops of a Mac and Tom, a fight here for the showdown. Everybody was saying, yep, it's going to be a Mac and Tom Super Bowl. It's going to be Patriots versus the Buccaneers, the young and the old. And I mean, okay, that typical right there would be a great
NFL
story to rig
and
write.
It definitely would have been rigged, and it would have came out that it was rigged.
Well, absolutely, but I'm going to go a step further and burst the bubble of being rigged. The league is definitely rigged because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody is going past this team. The Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be Steelers versus the Cowboys.
I remember you said that.
25-year rival.
Nothing tomorrow.
Okay, and you know what? Let's see what happens there. I believe that
so
is going to be the
Big
Super Bowl
Ben's
matchup.
Go into
it's
Arrowhead
25
and beat the
25
Kansas
years.
City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because first off, Kansas City hasn't been proving their defense and their offense are disconnected. The defense
Arrowhead
is not showing
is
much.
The
defense
the
is actually
hardest,
letting
one
up
of the
so many
hardest
points.
Places to play in the NFL, Matt.
I get that.
There's no way Pittsburgh's defense is going to slow down Mahomes enough for that Pittsburgh offense to score.
Again, it's a written show. It's a written show. Big Ben is going to go. He's going to win.
Keep living in your dream world.
He's going to win. It's Big Ben stage,
buddy.
But
even if Pittsburgh does go, it's definitely going to be against the Cowboys. It's going to be against the Eagles. And we're going to have an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
Mm. Everybody would like to see that, wouldn't they? This area would be on fire. On fire. No, but this area, I mean, it's like, God, it's Steeler Nation versus the freaking Nest, you know?
Our entire state would implode.
Yeah. Pennsylvania would be shut down for 3 days. State of emergency declared. They can't control them off the streets.
Back on topic.
All right, so, yeah. No, it was a good off-topic, but... Going back to the Book of Boba, great project. Lot more, and I mean, it did.
We'll go into a deep dive in a few weeks.
We will do a deep dive, but that second episode, man, did it. Just like you said, Jen, it had.
Well,
the
they
feels,
died in the third episode,
you know,
not the second.
I know, but the second episode was like you learned that they're good people.
They could be civil.
And
they
I'm
could
surprised
be civil.
Not many people are talking about this, but you know, the Book of Boba has done a great job at showing how wrong we were about the Tuskens, because it's showing that the Tuskens weren't the worst menace of the Tatooine seas, and it was actually the Jawas that were the menace. Jawas are more bad and terrifying than the fucking Tusken Raiders. Yeah. So.
They're not Raiders anymore.
I'm still calling it Tusken Raiders. I'm still calling them Tuskens.
Technically here, based on StarWars.fandom, Tusken Raider is and will be the fictional reference of the creature in the Star Wars universe. Tusken Raiders, less formally referred to as Sand People or simply as Tuskens, were a culture nomadic sentient indigenous to the desert planet.
I being called
Tatooine.
The Tusken Raiders, so I'm going to continue to call them the Tusken Raiders.
I know, it's just...
I know, but even now, maybe because it's a whole... Now you're moving forward in the future of the universe for Star Wars, you know? Yeah, that kind of just gets to that.
But yeah, the Jawas were the true menace. Fucking little bastards.
Oh, God, were they? Damn Jawas. Yeah, right? Little
like
bastards.
Cockroaches.
I know, you can't kill them all. They
Maybe
keep
we
coming
need to
back.
Get Dinjarin, which is an impulse rifle, to disintegrate a few more.
The Jawas. Houdini! Oh, God. All right, so let's wrap up. We got one more topic, and we'll make this quick, because we'll come back into this, because... We're going to watch Eternals, we're going to watch, and we're going to come back on Hawkeye, so let's make a promise here for the podcast. Let's come back in on an episode, maybe, not next week, maybe the week after.
That'll probably be the Star Wars episode.
Okay, that might be the Star Wars episode? Well, no, because that would only be 5 episodes, right?
Well, 4, but then you want to give everybody like a week to watch the 4th one before we start talking about it.
Okay, why don't we come back on February then? Let's come back the first week of February for our podcast show. Okay. We'll come back on
I
a
can
Marvel
watch Hawkeye,
episode.
Like, in the next,
so
like,
that'll
days.
Give us time to watch Eternal.
All right. Then maybe next week.
No, I can watch Hawkeye in the
guys,
next like 3 or 4 days.
I can watch Eternals.
Dude, Hawkeye was so good.
I'll watch it in the next
My wife
like, 4
loved
days
Hawkeye.
Or something. I have time.
It's worth it, Zach. Yeah. Eternals is a hard one to get through.
I'll take a day to binge watch it.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Eternals is going to be a hard one to watch.
You saw it?
I did.
Okay.
And I'm
don't
not
say
saying,
anything. Don't
yeah,
say anything. Don't
I'm
say
not
anything.
Anything. Okay, but let's
don't
go to
any
this.
Any opinions?
Yep. Here's the last topic of the night. We have Toby and Andrew. We just want to
come
back
on the nostalgia train.
Yep. We're just coming back on Spider-Man. And Jen, you could just finish this out. You could pretty much tell everybody what's going on.
So Andrew Garfield has been in like the news, obviously, since the No Way Home came out, and everybody wants them to come back and do like one more movie with Tobey Maguire and one more movie with Andrew Garfield, just to like, you know, like close off their story arcs, to close like, you know, each universe of Spider-Man. And Andrew Garfield has said that he's totally up for it as long as the story is right.
Holy shit.
So I hope to Christ it's coming. Yeah, it's amazing.
Andrew Garfield versus Tom Hardy's Venom. Give me that all day.
That's what they want.
Give
that's what the
that
fans want, Zach, because everybody's thinking that they're in the same universe. Yeah.
Now, see, I want Tom Holland and Tom Hardy.
Nah.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit. It's Sony, so he won't be.
Andrew Garfield and Tom Hardy.
Venom
Give
Sony.
Me those two.
But Sony's been getting along so well with Disney.
I know, but it's, I don't, because the Venom movies do well, I don't see Sony just being like, yeah, you can have him for the rest of the MCU. I just don't see it happening.
Well, I'd like to see where it's all going to turn. And,
well, you know, I hope everybody, the news on the street for Multiverse of Madness this week, is they have finished the reshoots, and supposedly they're supposed to get as many characters in the multiverse as that were shown on screen in Endgame.
Yeah.
That's how large this production is supposed to be for the Multiverse of Madness. Jesus. So everybody's favorite moment of Endgame is when the portals open and everybody starts walking through. If that's this whole Multiverse of Madness film, I'm probably just going to cry the whole time.
Another because one.
I've said it, you know, time after time. Actually, that podcast episode didn't get published, but I told you guys my crazy X-Men theory. Since it didn't happen in No Way Home,
could it happen in the film though?
I need it, and this is the perfect opportunity. Like, there were rumors that Hugh Jackman there were rumors, and I'm like, please, for the love of God, put Wolverine back up. Please, pick up Wolverine one more time, please.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it's a great introduction to put the X-Men in.
I know, but, like, here's my only, like, sad panda moment is that Hugh Jackman currently is COVID, and he is the lead in The Music Man on Broadway. So, like, I don't think he was shooting during reshoots because he was in New York City on Broadway doing The Music Man.
Of course, on the other project, yeah.
Yes. So, I don't know, but I want to, like, did he, you know... Did he, like, show up for a day and they got all the scenes on? I don't know. And, like, I really, really, really want to see it.
Well, you know, like they say, with every comic book that you could open and, like, a Marvel movie that we watch, it's to be, like, continued.
I swear to God, I'm going to have to get, like, one of those portals, like, tattooed on my body because every time those portals show up on screen, like, you know, in Endgame, when everybody walks through, and I'm just, like, sobbing. Yes, and then Andrew Garfield comes through, and then Toby, and, like, you know, like, we had hopes and dreams that it was going to happen, but to actually be sitting in the theater, and it happens, it's just a flood of emotions, and it was wonderful.
It's magical.
So, like, it's just going to be wild, and I really hope they bring in the X-Men.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Well, I think so, that's where we should end it. We are coming at a really big ending here and a long night of podcasting, which, good show, everybody. Great job on the floor tonight.
These fucking memes that have come from this Patriots loss are too good.
Game hasn't ended in like 15 minutes and all the memes are starting to flood, you know? But with that being said, we are going to end the episode here tonight. So thank you, everybody, for joining in on another episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. If you have any comments, concerns, or issues, things that you want to send us, hey, stop over to our Facebook page. We're there. Yep. You want us to talk about certain topics, let us know. And you could also email us at garlicjarmedia@gmail.com. So I bid you adieu. This is a great time. We've had a great time. Now it's time for us to go to bed. Good night. I'm a pickle and a king. I'm a pickle and a king. I'm a pickle and a king. I'm a pickle and a king.